From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin for how he is handling new sanctions imposed on Moscow by President Obama for what the White House describes as interference by Russian intelligence agencies in November's U.S. national election. VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf.
The latest is that we've just seen an announcement from Russian President Vladimir Putin that he will not be doing the tit-for-tat expulsion of U.S. diplomats as suggested to him by the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Instead, he has said that he will not lower himself to the U.S. level, as he put it, and will instead consider what President-elect Donald Trump does when he takes office later in January.
Mr. Trump will take office as president January 20th and tweeted on Friday, "Great move on delay," referring to Putin's decision not to expel U.S. diplomats. The tweet went on to read, "I always knew he was very smart." Human rights activists say at least one person has died in sniper fire in Syria, where a ceasefire agreement went into effect early Friday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says most of Syria is calm, but there have been clashes between regime forces and their militia supporters and militant factions in some areas. Iraqis in Mosul faced car bombs and airstrikes Friday, second day of renewed push to retake the city following weeks of relative calm. Mosul, the last remaining stronghold for the Islamic State in Iraq, fell to the terrorist group in 2014. This is VOA News. Major cities around the world are focusing on security while anticipating big crowds at New Year's Eve celebrations to ring in 2017. Added security is in place in many states and cities because of the December 19th hijacked truck attack on a Berlin Christmas market that killed 12 people, plus other attacks during the year 2016. In Cologne, Germany, they are ramping up security for tonight's activities. When asked if security threat will keep her away from the festivities, this Cologne resident said no. She said she decided to go and we'll go anyway. She won't let them get down, she said on her. She just wanted to have fun and feel more secure because all the police. She says she is not afraid. One of the first prominent New Year's celebrations to start 2017 will be held in Australia, where an extra 2,000 police officers are protecting Sydney's harbor's famed Night of Entertainment. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said goodbye to his UN staff.
There is not much for me to say. I have only just two words. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Ban's term ends tomorrow. He will be succeeded by former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres. Mr. Ban will be on hand tonight to help all the revelers in New York's Times Square celebrate the new year. Actress Zsa Zsa Gabor was remembered during a funeral mass for being the epitome of Hollywood glamour and elegant, an attention-seeking actress who paved the way for future generations. Around 100 mourners gathered at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Beverly Hills, paying respects to Gabor, who died December 18th from a heart attack at age 99. Her husband, Frederick von Anhalt, was seated at the front of the church, close to where Gabor's ashes were displayed in a gold rectangular box.
That's how people should remember my wife, you know, being a good woman, being a horsewoman, she loved animals, and walking the red carpet like nobody else.
Gabor appeared in numerous films over her career, but is often described as simply being famous for being famous. She came to the U.S. in the 1930s with her two sisters. They immediately went to Hollywood to be in the movies. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.